This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. U.S. forces sealed off a prison in the northern Afghan town of Shibagar today. The operation is to enable the transfer of detainees to a staging area for suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban members. Authorities say the prisoners are being searched, given medical tests, and are undergoing initial intelligence screenings. And in Pakistan, more than 200 suspected al-Qaeda members are being interrogated by FBI and Pakistani intelligence agents. Many of the detainees were arrested after fleeing the Tora Bora cave complex in eastern Afghanistan. But so far, neither American nor Pakistani agents have established the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. NPR's Eric Weiner joins us on the line from Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan. Eric, there seems to be little progress in the search for Osama bin Laden. Is that true?
That is true, Lisa, and it's still the $25 million question, where is Osama bin Laden? There are statements coming out of Kabul in Afghanistan suggesting that bin Laden has in fact slipped across the border into Pakistan. It's only about a 12-hour hike from the Tora Bora region where he was last believed to be. But the Pakistanis deny that. They say they are reasonably, though not 100% sure, that bin Laden is not on Pakistani territory. There's also speculation that in fact he's been killed during the battle for Tora Bora. In fact, there are U.S. Special Forces right now searching that area. I saw about 12 of them the other day, dressed in civilian clothes. Their main task is to try to account for all those al-Qaeda fighters who were killed in Tora Bora and to see if perhaps one of the hastily dug graves up in this mountainside, in fact, is that of Osama bin Laden.
Have interrogations of the detained Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters produced any information useful to U.S. intelligence agencies?
The short answer is probably not that useful, because if it was, they would have captured or killed Osama bin Laden by now. I have just an inkling of the difficulty that the U.S. Investigators face. I interviewed an Afghan commander here who had actually captured several dozen of these al-Qaeda fighters in the Tora Bora region, and he told me that he had said to these al-Qaeda fighters, basically threatened them with their lives, saying, if you don't tell me where bin Laden is, I will kill you. He said they did not speak. They would not reveal where bin Laden is. Now, perhaps they didn't know, or perhaps there is really just a wall of silence that U.S. investigators are up against when trying to pry some information from these people. There seems to be very few leads to go on right now, other than the fact that the area that bin Laden could possibly be in is much smaller than it was several months ago. As President Bush had said, he once had the run of all of Afghanistan. Now he is clearly a man on the run.
What's the focus and scale of American operations in the region now?
Well, Lisa, I saw a few B-52 bombers flying overhead over Jalalabad today, but no bombs were dropped. It appears to be quite limited, focusing on a few pockets of resistance where al-Qaeda fighters might be remaining. There is pressure coming from Kabul now with the new government, the new defense minister, Mohammed Fahim, who is urging the U.S. to wrap up its bombing campaign in Afghanistan within the next 3 days. Now, again, there are a lot of conflicting signals coming out of Kabul. This new government is definitely not speaking with one voice. Prime Minister Hamid Karzai doesn't agree with that three-day deadline. But there is pressure from this new government on the U.S. to basically stop the bombing campaign. From their point of view, al-Qaeda has been defeated, the Taliban have been defeated, and there's no point in dropping bombs anymore. So it looks like the war is entering an entirely new stage.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Jalalabad, eastern Afghanistan. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Lisa.